It's time for our weekly visit with Dr. Ashley Keith from Crossroads Veterinary Clinic in Versailles. Hey, good morning, Dr. Keith.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Hope you come over to Ricardo's on Friday morning and enjoy an Irish breakfast with us.
I'm going to try to get over there on Friday. Yeah, all day.
And speaking of food, we're going to talk about grain versus grain-free diets. Been hearing a lot of discussion the last couple of years about grain-free diets. Tell us the good, the pros, and the cons.
Okay, that is a good thing because it means that pet owners are getting more engaged with nutrition, which is, as you know, foundation of health.
Sure.
And grain-free is become a hot topic, as has gluten-free diets and all that kind of stuff. The grain-free category of pet foods, that kind of niche market, is actually perpetuating some misconceptions and misperceptions about grain in general. I went to the Bureau of Labor Statistics website last night because I was curious. Most people will probably be surprised, but pet food industry in the United States, the latest data is from 2015, is almost a $30 billion, with a B, dollar industry.
Wow.
And it's growing by leaps and bounds every year. But right, you're correct. People ask almost daily, and we're inundated with commercials and advertising about grain-free diets, which really grain-free is getting kind of a bad rap about the whole thing. Grain is actually a good thing. They assume, and it's extrapolated from the human side, because gluten-free diets are becoming popular, and gluten really is associated with an inherited disease in people called celiac disease, and it's a hypersensitive situation where they're reacting to gluten protein that's found in wheat and barley and rye and those types of things. However, in animals, that's extremely rare. It's non-existent in cats, and I think there's only one group of dogs that have been shown to have had gluten sensitivity. A lot of people will switch from one diet to another, and one that's the new one is gluten-free, and actually their pet improves. It's probably not the gluten. It's probably just better ingredients in the rest of the diet. So there's a couple of misperceptions that are out there, and most people consider, because they hear this, and it's just so confusing, but whole grains are actually not really fillers. Fillers implies that the ingredient doesn't have any nutritional value, which is not the case with grains.
Okay.
Whole grains, they're vital. You need the vitamins and the minerals and actually the essential fatty acids that are found in grains. So, grains are not bad. It's all about limitations.
All right.
Not getting excessive amounts. And probably the biggest misconception is that grains are causing food allergies, which is not true. It's proteins that cause the sensitivities in dogs and cats, particularly wheat, dairy, and beef, dairy, and poultry. So there's a lot of things that are out there that are misconceptions. Your best answer to get a good definitive diet for your animal is just talk to your veterinarian. Let them walk you through, because it's so confusing. There's hundreds of selections now, and everybody's confused. So your best bet's always to let your veterinarian tackle that question specifically for your animal.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Keith. Talk to you next week.
Yeah.